when I hear this song, welcome back, X's and Bros. When I hear this song, you know what I think of? Ben, you're too young for this, probably.
What's that?
1991, Metallica playing in Russia live.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen it?
No, I have not.
1.4 million people.
Holy moly.
You've got to go, just go to YouTube and check it out.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. Like, it just blows you away. Blows you away of how many people there are going crazy for that band.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, the helicopters, I think they had the Russian army out. I mean, you've never seen anything quite like it. It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Love that stuff. Just love it. Thought it was so cool. One of the coolest things. You see them play live when Mariano Rivera's final game at Yankee Stadium takes place. And they're playing, because he used to come out to that song. There's a lot of songs. You know, there are certain things when you come out to, certain closers will come out to the field with certain songs. Because, you know, I mean, hell, batters walk up with songs. Why not closers come out to them? I think it's cool. I think you put on a little bit of a show for people. You get them all riled up. Mariano Rivera used to come out to Enter Sandman. Well, Metallica is the one who plays Enter Sandman. That's their song. And when you see it live, just check that out. You'll be blown away. You'll be like, are you kidding me? I've shown my kids that. Because there are certain debates you have with your kids or certain debates you have with friends or people in general. And sometimes you probably shouldn't go there. They always say music is one of those things you shouldn't go there. Like, I was doing a class yesterday. It's called Surf Set, where you do everything on a surfboard. So it really helps your core. I'm trying to do different things instead of just throwing around weights in the gym. And the instructor's really good. She's fantastic. She's in great shape, but she plays her kind of music, and I can't stand it. So I take a couple of classes with her, but I put my earbuds in, and I listen to my music. I listen to Metallica. I listen to AC/DC. I listen to Judas Priest. I listen to Anti-Ghost. Those are the bands, Rainbow, right? Queensryche, Triumph. I love those bands. Those are my favorite bands. So I listen to, and I can get stuff done better that way. I'm just super focused. It really raises my energy and intense level. After the show today, I go and I do a boxing. I'm going boxing. I put my earbuds in, and that's what I'm doing. I'm hammering the bag because that's the music that gets me fired up. Well, that's what Mariano Rivera used to come out to. It's pretty awesome. Trevor Hoffman used to come out to AC/DC. It's great stuff. I love it, man. It's got a little bit of a message in there. All right, cool. Well, go check that out on YouTube and you'll be blown away. So I say that to my kids. How many of your music groups could do that? Could play in front of that many people? Don't stop with the Taylor Swift stuff. All right. How many could play in front of that many people and have that many people that energized where they're jumping up and down as one? It's phenomenal stuff. All right, welcome back. I'm not a quote-unquote Swiftie. My daughter might be pretty upset at me about that. 866-838-4843. It's 866-838-4843. You can text the program, Sports Radio, to 21,000. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. Red Wings, a winner last night in a shootout. Patrick Kane with the shootout winner. Unbelievable game where David Perron scores with 3 seconds left to force overtime. Detroit needed to 2 points. They got the 2 points. Unfortunately for them, Philadelphia didn't hold up their end of the bargain. Washington beat Philadelphia 2-1. Detroit and Washington tie, each with 91 points, but Washington wins the tiebreaker and regulation wins. So they get the Rangers in the first round. It's unfortunate. It's disappointing. Borderline heartbreaking. Obviously heartbreaking for the players and coaches. Really wanted it. They messed it up when they had a big lead in at the end of February. They messed it up with a 7-game losing streak. And then they lost 4 in a row as well. That's the reason Detroit's not playing. What kind of changes are going to take place? We'll have to wait and see. I hope people raise their expectations for this team. I said this 2 years ago about the Tigers. Expectations have to be higher. Tigers a winner 4-2 over Texas yesterday. That's great. Keep it up. Need to keep it up. And Tarek Skubal, I think, goes today. NBA, Lakers a winner last night. Sacramento a winner last night. Golden State's been eliminated. Play-in games again tonight in the Eastern Conference. Last night was the Western Conference. With the NBA in mind, and Blake Griffin, by the way, retired. With the NBA in mind, Cade Cunningham recently said, a lot of lessons came out of this season for me. I'm thankful to have been able to make it through another season, to be healthy. It's funny because he missed the last few games because he was quote-unquote hurt. But, you know, that's what happens in the NBA. They're going to rest you. They don't want to take the chance. And he says, to find out who I am on the court for missing most of my second year. Those are the positives that I'm taking away from a tough situation like this. I'm really looking forward to what's to come. Okay. Isaiah Stewart said this. You get a lesson out of everything you go through. Let me ask you folks something. Do you learn more from your failures or from your accomplishments? I remember watching an interview with George Clooney one time, and George Clooney said, I learn more from failing than I do from accomplishing anything. Anyway, Isaiah Stewart said, we've been taught a bunch of lessons that will prepare us for what's ahead and what we have to go through to become a winning team and turn this thing around. I don't think no other team has been through what we've been through and everything that we've gone through in terms of this season and years past. It's a feeling you don't want to feel again. Great. I'm glad for that. I mean that. I'm glad he feels that way. I guess I would have immediately followed up and said, okay, how did last year finishing dead last in the entire NBA with 17 wins help you this year, even though you won three fewer games? I think that's a fair question. That's what I would ask him. I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm not being a know-it-all. I want to know because I think it's an easy thing to say. It's an easy thing for me as a member of the media. It's an easy thing for fans to say, and it's an easy thing for players to say. You think because you went through something 1 year that it's going to help you for the next. It should. How? What gave us the indication that the Pistons had a very strong, viable learning lesson from last year to this year? Because it did not look on the floor. I'm not just looking at wins and losses. I don't think you would either. I'm just trying to figure out what exactly did you learn last year that helped you this year despite winning three fewer games. They lost 9 out of their last 10 games last year. And then this year, what do? They set an NBA record for consecutive losses. Last year, I said this to you yesterday, if you recall, if you were listening. Last year, same record against the division as they had this year. What could they have learned? Our phone number is 866-838-4843. 866-838-4843. This is X's and Bros, and we're on throughout the great state of Michigan.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Step up to the plate at Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sport. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
The Texas Rangers are in town, and it's worth taking a moment to pause and appreciate Marcus Semien, the terrific second baseman for the Rangers, because he's doing something that simply hasn't happened in a long time, playing a premium defensive position at a high level with a power bat and playing playing every single day. In the last four full seasons, Simeon has played in 162 games three times, 161 games in the other season. At 32, he had a 42-double, 33-home-run season while playing Gold Glove-caliber defense at second base. He finished third in the MVP voting, and he led the Rangers to their first-ever World Series title. Marcus Simeon playing his best ball at age 33.
Get ready to win big every Friday in April during Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort's 43rd gaming anniversary. Every hour from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., two winners will receive $500 in premium play. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky winner will walk away with $4,300 cash. The celebration doesn't stop there. On April 26th at 10 p.m., one lucky player will take home the grand prize of $43,000 cash. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway reimagined. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
That's the way to wake up in the morning, man. 18 after the hour. Welcome on this Wednesday. I'm Matt Shepard with X's and Bros, followed by the huge show later on today from 3 to 6. Check them out on most of these great radio stations throughout the state of Michigan. Glad you're with us. Here's our phone number if you want to jump in on the conversation. And it doesn't matter, folks. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. You can jump in with whatever you want. All right? This show is not my show. It's our show. If there's something that you've wanted to talk about, something you want to get off your chest, hell, I don't even care if it just happened last night. I don't care if it happened last month. I want to know what's on your mind. 866-838-4843. That's how it works. Or you can text us. Text Sports Radio to 21000 and jump in on the conversation. Yeah. We've got a couple of those. Ben is our producer. BS, what do we got today?
Yeah, we've got a text about McCarthy. Do you think there's any chance the Chargers and Vikings have a deal in place already if McCarthy slips to 5? They trade Herbert for the Vikings to first-round picks and 2-1 next year to build around McCarthy.
No. That's the simplest answer. Can I, just out of curiosity, and I don't think the texter is suggesting this. I would ask you this, Ben.
Yeah.
Is Justin Herbert a top 10 quarterback? It's a simple yes or no answer.
I'm going to say yes.
Absolutely he is. How many teams do you think would want Justin Herbert under center for, out of the shotgun for them? All but how many? It's easier to answer it that way. All but how many? You think Dallas would rather have Justin Herbert than Dak Prescott? Hell yes. I'll bet you maybe 5 teams would rather keep their guy than get Justin Herbert. I bet you Buffalo's happy with Josh Allen, even though he throws too many picks, turns it over. I'll bet you Kansas City's happy with Patrick Mahomes. I'll bet you Texas is happy with C.J. Stroud. I'll bet you Philly's happy with Jalen Hurts. Baltimore's happy with Lamar Jackson. Everybody else, my guess, I'd take Justin Herbert in a minute. If you subscribe to that philosophy, or close to it anyway, why would you give up Justin Herbert to get an unknown quantity? Please stop with the, I'm Jim Harbaugh. I coached J.J. McCarthy in college. I want him in the pros. That might be the case if you're in Washington. If Jim Harbaugh were in Washington, I might subscribe to that. Sorry, Sam Howell. Or actually, he's in Seattle, isn't he? He's in Seattle. Yeah, my bad. Now he's in Seattle, but he was in Washington. Okay. If you were in Atlanta, if Jim Harbaugh were in Atlanta, Sure. If he were in a lot of places, if he were in Tampa, let's say he was the head coach in Tampa, rather than Baker Mayfield, let's do what we can to get J.J. McCarthy. I if you already got a guy, I know what the texter is probably thinking? Money. He's probably thinking from a financial standpoint and capital and getting, you know, a lot of picks back. The quarterback, arguably, important word, arguably the most important position in sports. Yes, you could say goalie. I wouldn't say pitcher. Atlanta's still going to win even without Spencer Strider. I mean, you got to have pitching, but I wouldn't say you got to have that. You got to have the ace, because you could have two really good 1Bs and be good. I would say quarterback or goalie, the most important positions in sports. Be a fun debate with you on what you think might else belongs in that category or should go instead of. I think those are vital. If you've got one of the top five guys, and I know I said top 10 earlier, I believe he's a top five guy in the league right now, not all time, but in the league right now. I don't know why you want to get rid of him. I think it's the link, what we're thinking, the reason we're discussing it, the link to J.J. McCarthy in college. And because you think San Diego needs quite a bit. San Diego's got the 5th overall pick. And yes, the Vikings need a Q. And they're at 11. I'd trade down, but I wouldn't trade Justin Herbert. I'd trade the pick. Yeah, sure. Why not? I'd trade the pick. I think you would too. You're talking about trading a player. You're talking about a really high-level player. I wouldn't do that. Not if I'm San Diego. And I don't think there is necessarily one in place for that. Does San Diego have a lot of needs? I'm not going to claim to know everything about San Diego, L.A. I'm not going to claim to know what everything the Chargers need. But I'm not giving up my best player. That's for sure. Just my take. Love yours as well. 866-838-4843, or you could text us, Sports Radio 21000. Another text. What else we got?
Yeah, it says, how about the Lions? They can't expect the same this year. Four rookies with a possible sophomore jinx, and these guys, they depend on are huge. They had no major injuries last year, so if they win this year the same way or farther, it will be Dan Campbell's best coaching job.
Interesting. Do you believe in sophomore jinxes?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, I do not.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know where that came from. That would be an interesting little research project for us. I thought players, we kind of say two different things, or two things that contradict one another. We say you're supposed to get better the longer you play, or at least early in your career. You're supposed to learn, right? That's what most people would say. Now, I don't know if this, our texter, is there a name to the texter? I hate using just texter. Is there a name to the texter?
That was from Freddie.
Okay. I don't know if Freddie believes if it's specifically to football. Okay. So I hesitate to use other examples in sports because he could be thinking strictly football. But I don't believe in sophomore jinxes. I would like to know what the example he might be using is for football. And I'll give you some reasons why when we come back. We're up against a break. We'll get to it here in a minute. Phone lines are open for you. We always do open lines on X's and Bros. whatever's on your mind, we want to hear from you. It creates a discussion. Somebody gave us a really good idea yesterday on that reasoning, or with that reasoning. Phone lines were open. Text in line is open. They had a great text. We used it as a conversation piece. That's how you help the program, with your insightful thoughts and your suggestions. We love it. 866-838-4843. Or you can text us, Sports Radio to 21,000. This is X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate, with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Okay, back with you here on X's and Bros, Monday through Friday, 6 until 9. 866-838-4843. You can text us at Sports Radio to 21,000. Freddie had texted us in and wanted to, he was talking about the sophomore jinx. And again, I'm not sure if he's referring strictly to football or if he's referring to sports in general, okay? Who is it you want to use as an example? I don't know where that stems from. A sophomore slump, I think, was in reference to baseball early on. And it's kind of, sometimes it's unfair to try and figure out what examples to use, and we end up using examples that are the greatest players of all time. There's no sophomore slump for Peyton Manning. I can tell you that. His second year, his team went 13-3. He completed 62% of his passes, a lot better than the year before. He threw for more yards. He threw for fewer interceptions. He threw for the same amount of touchdowns. For as many losses as he had in his first year as a rookie, 13, his sophomore year, he picked up as many wins. I don't think that's a sophomore slump, right? Now, perhaps that's way unfair, because he's a Hall of Famer, and some would argue he's as good a quarterback as there ever has been. I'll use Josh Allen. Josh Allen won 5 games as a rookie quarterback in Buffalo. The next year, he won twice as many. He completed 53% of his passes. The next year, he completed 59%. His rookie year, he threw for 2,000 yards. His sophomore year, he threw for 3,100. He threw 10 touchdowns his first year, 20 his next. I don't think that's a sophomore slump. I'm sure there are examples of it. I really do. I'm not saying Freddie's wrong here. I'm just saying I think we fall back into common phrases. And we think, well, we'll use that broad brush to paint everybody with it. And I just don't believe in it. I just don't think that's the case. So if you believe in it, what examples are you using? Jalen Hurts. I'm just using guys who are playing right now. Okay. Jalen Hurts. He got better his second year. Okay. It's not the be all end all. It's just not the way it works, I don't think. I mean, Jared Goff's a really good example. The Lions quarterback, he was 0-7 as a starter in his first year. The next year, there's no slump. He went 11-4. He had more yards, a better completion percentage. He had more touchdowns. He had fewer interceptions. Maybe it's not a big enough sample size for you. Well, okay. The following season, if you don't believe Jared Goff's 2016 campaign where he started 7 games, you believe the second year was really his first year because he started 15. Well, the next year, he went 13-3. He had a better record. He had a better completion percentage. He threw for more yards, more touchdowns. Made the Pro Bowl. So I think it's a commonly used phrase that isn't always appropriate. We're trying to figure out and say, you know what? This guy's due for this because of what we've heard in the past, a sophomore slump. Phone number's 866-838-4843. I personally don't buy into that. Because I think it goes against the grain of all the things that we learn and we believe in growing up. And then as adults, I'll give you an example. Freddie's the one who texted it, so I'll use him as an example. You think he was smarter as a business owner with his restaurant than he was his first year? I'll guarantee you he was. And he knows things as he moves on. I think athletes are similar. Now, in fairness, defenses can adjust to quarterbacks and players, for sure. Pitchers adjust to hitters and vice versa. Defenses adjust to quarterbacks. Absolutely. And vice versa. So, no, I'm you're not going to get me to believe that, hey, the sophomore jinx is a standard line that we can use with just about everybody. My argument is absolutely not. Tom Brady got better as his career went on. And I gave you a couple of examples about quarterbacks who are currently playing. We can dive deep. I'm sure it happens to some. But I'm just not buying it for everybody. Hell, Lamar Jackson was the MVP of the National Football League his sophomore year. His second year, he was the MVP. There's no sophomore slump there. So, no, I believe, especially with quarterbacks, if they're dedicated, that could be a big if, I think they're going to watch more tape, learn more about defenses, rely on their brain as much as their arm and scheme, have a better understanding of the offense. I think they grow. I think the really good ones grow and get better. And if I'm taking a cue in my top 5 in the draft, I better think he's a hell of a player. I better think he has those types of characteristics that make me say, yes, he is going to get better. He's not going to stumble backwards. The belief is that, you know, J.J. McCarthy may go to the Giants. So maybe Freddie's looking at it like Daniel Jones had a sophomore slump. Okay, that's a possibility. I mean, he was bad his first year. He was bad his second year. So did he slump more? I guess it depends on what you want to look at. He had more wins, not enough, fewer touchdowns, fewer interceptions, better completion percentage, fewer yards, barely. It's up to you. It's up to you what you want to use. Like I said, I'm not going to, especially in football and at that position, I think a lot of times those guys get better. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're getting more experience. 866-838-4843. You could text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. Tomorrow we will talk a little bit about Jared Goff, but in a different way. Because he said something not too long ago that I think is correct. I think it's true. I think that's he's talking about the negativity in sports. Absolutely. Especially in Michigan and Detroit. I think that happens for sure. Any other texts, Ben, before I move on?
Yeah, we've got one about the wings. It says, okay. Wings management artificially kept the playoff streak going when they were moving into their new arena. Hmm. It would have looked bad if the streak ended as they moved in.
It's interesting. I don't know about artificially keeping it alive. I think they want to win. But you're right. I mean, it would have looked bad. They won the Cup in 2008. Then they went to the Cup Finals. I was at that game, that last game against Pittsburgh, and lost in 2009. They won 51 games that year. The following season, I suppose I would need to know when you felt they kept it alive just for the sake of keeping it alive. That's number one. Because the following season, after they lost to Crosby and the Penguins at the Joe in 2009, the next year they reached the semifinals. They won 44 games and reached the semifinals. So they won round one, and then they lost the next round. The following year, they won 47 games and lost in the semifinals. Now, keep in mind, this is the reason I told you. They lost in the Stanley Cup Finals, winning 51 games. 2 years later, they won 47. 3 years later, they won 48. They won 48 games in 2012 and lost in the first round. Is that when you thought they should blow it up? They just won 48 games. That's not bad. Would you take that? Hell yeah. The Bruins this year won 47. So my guess is you didn't expect them to blow it up then, right? Okay. The following season, that was the COVID year, right? I believe. Or no, not the COVID year, the strike year, rather. Excuse me. So they only had half a season. That was 2013, okay? So 2013. The Red Wings, you know, remember, they were still in the West. They were third in the division. It was Chicago and then St. Louis, and then it was Detroit. Detroit had 24 wins that year. It was a good year. It wasn't a great year. It was a good year. Okay. 24. The following year, they lose in the first round. This is perhaps, now you're probably not blowing it up then in 2014. I'm trying to get to keeping the playoff hopes alive, right? Because we're getting closer. We know Little Caesars Arena is coming. We're getting closer. They lose in the first round. You want to blow it up then. Is that when? Because the following year, you won 43 games. See, I think that's the thing that people are forgetting. What we're forgetting is that you think it's artificial, but really it's pretty damn close. You're pretty damn close to having a very, very good season. Would you take 43 wins at the time? Detroit had moved to the East. At 43 wins, they finished third in their division. It was Montreal, then it was Tampa, then it was Detroit. You're going to blow up a team that had 100 points. I don't think so. You lost in the first round, granted. You had a 100-point season. Okay. So if you're saying right now, Shep, no, that's not the year I would have blown it up. Okay. When would you have blown it up? The following year? They had 93 points. They finished third in the division. People think that they're just making the playoffs, that they're scraping by to make the playoffs. Top three in each division make the playoffs. They weren't a wild card. I don't think so. I don't think that's when you're doing it. Then 2017, that's when they missed the playoffs, and they haven't been back since. I get that you're thinking, well, they haven't had playoff success. You're right about that. The last 3 years they made the playoffs, they didn't win a series. They lost in the first round. 2014, 2015, 2016. All I'm telling you is the last 2 years that they made the playoffs, they won 41 and 43 games. They had 100 points and 93 points. You're going to blow up a team that won 100 points? Had 100 points? I just don't think that's the case. I think if you're the general manager, I don't think you're going, you know what? It's run its course. I'm tired of making the playoffs. I've got a 100 points team. I finished second in the division or third, depending on which year you're looking at. I'm going to blow this bad boy up. I just don't think that's the case. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. You could text Sports Radio to 21,000. I mean, that's I'd love to get your thoughts on that. Because the further away we get from certain seasons, the further we remember, or the less we remember about that specific season. It's not like 2015 when they had 100 points that it's 2021. Could you have done it a little bit differently? Could you have kind of eased your way into it? Yeah. Could you have gotten younger? Yes. Yes. And I suppose some people would argue, well, wait a minute, Shep. I mean, they weren't getting draft picks. And that's my frustrating part, is that, you know, you're missing out on draft picks. I got news for you, man. I mean, we went over this 2 days ago about the draft picks. They missed on some draft picks. No question. I think that hurt him as much as anything else. For sure. Scouting department and decisions. I used the example of Quinn Hughes and Philip Zadina. However, when you're in the midst of it, I mean, you're a competitive person. You listen to sports radio, I'm guessing you're a competitive person. I don't care what you're playing. Golf, ping pong, billiards, whatever. You're competitive. You want to win. How do you think these guys feel? You have to have that balance. You have to understand when the right time is. How long do I keep a team together? You know who's going through that right now? The Golden State Warriors. Do we keep Steph Curry together? Do we have Klay Thompson? Do we have Draymond Green? Klay Thompson didn't score a point last night. I think it's just the second time in the Steve Kerr era where he didn't score a point, and the other time he was kicked out of a game like 2 minutes into the game. They have to decide whether or not to blow it up. Are you wondering what the Red Wings, how they should have done something differently to blow that up? There was nothing to blow up. It's not like they had this great core group. They were putting together winning teams. I'm obviously in the minority here. I thought it was good to keep the playoff streak alive because I think anything can happen once you get in the playoffs, number one. And number two, because when you did think they should blow it up, the prior season they had won 100 points. They had won 43 games. That's a really good hockey season. They weren't far away. They had a 100-point season. They had 43 wins. That was not too far away from what some of the best teams in the league were boasting. Chicago had 102. Nashville had 104. And those were good hockey teams back then. It's been longer than it should be, as far as I'm concerned, because I think a team like the Red Wings can find ways and get creative ways to make up for it. It's a good discussion. Had fun with it today, for sure. I want to thank Ben, our producer. I want to thank you for your texts. Thank you for your phone calls as well. Thanks to all our station affiliates throughout the great state of Michigan. Honored that we're on your airwaves, just like Bill Simonson is as well. He's on later on this afternoon, 3 to 6, on many of these great stations around the state of Michigan. We'll be back tomorrow morning, X's and Bros, right here across Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Have a great day, everybody.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in. And also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit FreddyThePizzaMan.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's FreddyThePizzaMan.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Coming up later today at 3 on the Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network, I'll deliver huge opinions on everything you're talking about.